Today's reading is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 1 to 12, and that's on page 1173 of the Pew Bibles. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. Amen.
I was walking down the pier in Wicklow town, and there's a young family walking towards me, very young. The one you could tell was like just learning to walk, a little girl, and then there was another little girl, three or four years of age. And as I approached them, the little girl said to her father, pointing to me, "Daddy, what's that?" To which the father replied, "That's a man." And the little girl said, "A man?" And by this time now, I was alongside them and I had sort of was passing them, you know. And the conversation continued on. I didn't hear the rest of the conversation because they're out of earshot. And for me, at this time, that's not a very far distance. In fact, I was just past them. I just couldn't hear them. Yeah, that's a man. And I'm thinking about the sermon this morning and thinking, what is a saint? What's a saint? We celebrate today the coming of St. Patrick, what he stood for. From his writings, he was obviously a godly man, a believer. We celebrate his coming and all that he achieved. And I suppose to many people, a saint is someone really special, an amazing person, a leader, a holy man, a holy woman, somebody who achieves amazing things, somebody who, yes, performs miracles, they say. That's the common idea of what a saint is. But I just want to turn to the passage that we've had read for us this morning and pick out from that passage three things about a saint. Okay? And when we leave this place, to think about that and to realize that a saint, these are the characteristics of a saint according to God's word. I imagine myself walking the pier with God. and saying to God, Father, what is a saint? What is a saint? And these are the words that our Father tells us. First of all, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints in Ephesus. To the saints who live in Ephesus. And when we read through the scriptures, we come to different books, these letters, we call them the letters, the epistles, to the saints who live in Rome, to the saints who live in Corinth, to the saints who live in Philippi, to the saints that live in Ephesus. Many people say that Ephesus isn't there in the original letter. In fact, it was a space. It was meant to be a circular letter that you sent around from church to church and put your name in there. Put your name to the saints in Laodicea, to the saints in Colossae, to the saints in Hierapolis, to the saints in all these centers. And really, we can put our place in there. This letter is to the saints in Greystones. And from that we see that the saints are members of a visible community. They are members of a visible community. They are there. They are identifiable. In these towns and villages and cities, you can visibly see where the saints are. And the first thing we can surely glean from that is that we should be visible. We're not a secret society that nobody knows about. We are a visible community. And how wonderful it is to belong to a visible community of saints. To the saints in Ephesus, to the saints in Greystones, and on this Saints' Day, commonly known as St. Patrick's Day, this is St. Patrick's Day, let us remind ourselves that we belong to a community of saints. But more than that, if we look in chapter 3, verse 14, listen to these words. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints. Saints are not only members of a local community that is visible and identifiable. Saints are members of a much wider spiritual community. We are members of that family of God. That family, he says, in heaven and on earth. Death doesn't separate this family. We are members together of this amazing family. So as well as being members of a visible community, we are members of an invisible worldwide community, a spiritual community, a member of God's family. How does he begin in Corinthians? Let me just read that one out. To the church of God in Corinth. Oh yeah, this is it. To the church of God in Corinth. To those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be saints. together with those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. So isn't it lovely? We are gathered here this morning. We're a bit thin on the ground, that is. isn't it lovely? We are part of a worldwide family, a worldwide community. All those dear Christians right through Europe, in the Far East, in China. Think of all that they suffer in China, in the States, in South America, Korea, and in the Middle East. Amazing, the people in the Middle East. We are members of that family. Isn't that great? We've got brothers and sisters all over the world. We are members of the family that names our Lord, their Lord and our Lord. So there's two things we find out about saints. They are visible. They express themselves in visible local communities. And we do well to be faithful in that calling, to know our work, to be part of that ministry. But then we are also part of an amazing worldwide eternal family. And nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. But this is the third and this is the last point. In verse 4, back to chapter 1, verse 4. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. A saint is somebody who is holy. What does it mean to be holy? It means to be godly. It means to be more and more, as time goes by, like our Lord. And our Lord was different. He had a purpose, and he was sanctified for that purpose. He was called to that purpose, to do the will of God. And that's what it means for us to be holy. He is essentially holy, meaning perfect and transcends everything. But we too are called to be different. Called to do his will. Called to follow him. Called to be transformed into his likeness. That is his grand design for our lives. So a saint is holy. A saint is without blame. A saint is called to have a good testimony. You know, when you go and you look sometimes at, if you buy in some apples look, ooh, lovely. But then there's another apple and it's got marks on it, you know, blemishes. God says, I want you to be without blemish. I want you to be good and whole, wholesome. I want you to be holy. I want you to be without blemish. And then he says, in my sight. But the meaning of it really is, I want you to be before me. I want you to be with me. I want you to walk with me. I want to have fellowship with you. A saint is somebody who has fellowship with God, who knows God and enjoys God. I'm sure Patrick walked with God. His call when he was back wherever it was, if it was Wales, his call when he was back with Wales, he had this vision. So the story goes, and was it Victoricus or something like that? came to him with lots of letters, and he read one of the letters, and in that letter it said, "Come back and walk among us." And he obeyed the call. And God is saying that to us, his people. He says, "I want you to be a lover of me. I want you to follow me. I want you to be more like me. I don't want your walk to be full of blemishes and blame. I want you to have sweet fellowship with me. I want you to walk among us." And then the punctuation doesn't bring it out in this translation, but in many of the other translations, the "in love," which starts verse 5, belongs to verse 4. "I want you to walk, I want you to be holy and blameless before me in love." And that's, I'm sure the love begins at the end of verse 4, because what's the answer to all this? The answer to fulfilling our calling is love. It's love. You see, we're not called just to lead moral lives. That's good. But moral is kind of, it has negative connotations, because it really means to be without sin. That's morality. But a call to be holy means you are so in touch with God. You love him so much that it works itself out in your life by the things you do, by the attitudes you have, by the way you walk. In the rest of the book of Ephesians, he talks about walking in love. Chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. "I want you to walk in love." Later on in the chapter, "I want you to walk in the light, as he is in the light." And later on, it talks about walking carefully. Can I say, fellow saints? Fellow saints, we are called to walk in love. We are called to walk in the light. And we are called to walk carefully and wisely in this world. 1600 years ago, Patrick, he felt he heard the voice saying to him in that Irish, that lovely Irish accent, "Come and walk among us." May we hear God saying, "Oh, come and walk with me," on this Saints' Day, this visible community, this part of the worldwide church, this individual, because that's what it boils down to in the end. My individual walk affects so much. May it be so for his name's sake.